The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello and welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Baron. It is December 28th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Going to take your phone calls all this hour. 1-800-313-9443. But if at all possible, please call in on the 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And before we go to the phones, I wanted to take this opportunity, as I do every week, and say, if you enjoy listening to Republic Broadcasting, if you enjoy listening to this broadcast, if you enjoy listening to my broadcast on Saturday mornings, donate to Republic Broadcasting. Keep the network alive. It runs on money. It is not inexpensive to run one of these. It costs a lot of money, and you know, you got great staff there, just like Mike, the sound engineer at the moment tonight for me, and he's doing, always does a great job. Always does a great job. So we got bills to pay at Republic Broadcasting. I ask for nothing. So if you enjoy the broadcast that I do, donate to Republic Broadcasting. You can let them know you enjoy my broadcast, whatever. I appreciate that. But more importantly, if we're going to keep the network going, it's going to take money. So with that said, we're going to the phones, and we've got Paul, Bruce, Allen, and Tom coming up. Paul in New Jersey, how are you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Farron.
Hello, Paul. Farron, good to hear from you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I called to badmouth Ted Cruz, you know, because he's getting all kinds of kooky ideas that somehow he is a Canadian and can become the American president. You know, but in a sense, can you blame him with Kamala Harris as vice president? You know, she's only one COVID clot shot away into that geriatric case, Joe Biden. And before you know it, she's going to be the president. And she's, in my opinion, not qualified because she has neither of her two parents were American citizens. You know, that would be a totally new thing in America for that to happen. Every president other than Andrew Jackson have had, you know, at least one American parent. But Ted Cruz, he's opened his mouth. He's putting his feelers out for 2024. And we need to remember what he did on January 6th and afterwards. Because I remember watching him on C-SPAN giving a talk about at that point on January 1st in the morning before they stormed the Capitol. He was talking about how we needed to have hearings on election fraud and election accountability and if there was any chicanery in the 2020 presidential election. And he promoted and made a good case in the Senate, but right after they stormed the Capitol, he totally backpedaled and closed down and voted against having any hearings at all. Remember that?
I I vaguely do kind of remember that, and I think you might have said January 1st, but I know you're referring to January 6th.
Yeah. But the point being that he totally backed down. Now listen, despite the behavior of the people storming the Capitol. For every one of those guys, there's hundreds of thousands of people, such as myself, who were at home, didn't storm the Capitol. And we wanted some representation. We wanted to have hearings, at least in the government, to entertain our thoughts that there was chicanery going on the November elections. When, all of a sudden you saw the plot lines where that blue line just spikes up a little bit right at midnight, once everything got, the cover of darkness and nobody's around, they closed down the places. Then they brought in these ballots to push Biden over the top in a bunch of these states. And even if the claims are true or not true, we as citizens should have representation. And you would think our senator like Cruz, a supposed conservative, he would have stood up for us afterwards and still wanted to have hearings. But he shut that down. And so I don't like him on that, and I don't even like what he's doing now. He's trying to provoke the Russians. You know, this is how he's going to screw people over if you're a natural gas user, Farron. You know, because they want to take American gas and put it on liquid natural gas ships and ship it over to Europe. And when they do that, that's going to mean less natural gas domestically, Farron. And so it's going to drive up all the prices for domestic consumers. See how he's doing that? Probably because he's in buddies with his Texas gas producers and wants to, yeah.
Well, and you know, Paul, I don't know of any Republican that I think would be any kind of decent president. I mean, Cruz kind of reminds me of having like George W. Back again. And you know, it's incredible that what happened on January 6th, the Republicans just scurried under their desk and then didn't stand up for anything at all after the so-called insurrection. And my two senators here from North Carolina, Richard Burr and Tom Tillis, are just the epitome, the poster child of sellout traders. I mean, they're completely worthless. And but yeah, I think Ted Cruz will be running. He'll probably be considered a front runner. In fact, he may be, I don't know, your opinion is as good as mine, he maybe would have got the nomination if Trump hadn't been running in 2016. And, you know, he was at the front. And I was amazed here in this neck of the woods, there was a lot of support for Ted Cruz. In fact, probably more support for him than anybody else other than Trump.
Ted Cruz, he's done things that we agree on sometimes. But ultimately, he's going to come out as what he is, similar to Trump. He's going to be a big Goldman Sachs guy. I think his wife was associated with Goldman Sachs. And he's going to be a neocon Israeli first, or like they all are, and go along with that agenda. And right now, I don't really like these people trying to screw around in Europe, deciding, who can get Russian gas and trying to provoke conflict with Ukraine. And getting white people to fight other white people in Eastern Europe. I don't see why a white man would want to get involved in that. Likewise, they're also going to try to provoke things with China and, you know, pretend like we even care about Taiwan. And again, they're going to go along with the same kind of sick ideology of promoting sending out a somewhat white military, or at least the functional parts of our military are white, and sending them out against either Russians or trying to intervene in what should just be Asian affairs over in Taiwan, you know. And so he's a globalist, he's an internationalist, he's basically not the guy for 2024. You know, I think
he's another one of these that any of these conflicts, they portray it like America's role in the world is to go around and be some sort of arbiter and then pick a side and then, you know, start a war to save the peace. It's insane if you think about it long enough. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you on Ted Cruz and your assessment of what happened on January 6th. And the other thing, January 6th, you know, other than networks like this that keep that story alive and keep some truth out there on what actually has happened and the fate of the people that's been arrested, the majority, the normies out here, Paul, are oblivious They're oblivious. They don't even know because, you know, Fox News or Sean DePone Hannity's not telling them. And isn't it interesting that none of that type of media covers any of that type of story and follows that, what I call the Trayvon Martin effect, where you follow the story actually to the end. They want it to fall out of the memory hole. It couldn't be more obvious. Let me give you the last word, Paul. I appreciate the phone call. I got a full stack of callers. Want to get to everybody, but I always I appreciate your call. Last word.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that we got to get it straight out in the Republican Party of which candidates just aren't going to float with us, you know, and just get behind a decent candidate. I'd even go with Rand Paul myself, even though he's not perfect. But if the bunch that's out there and, you know, DeSantis, I don't really trust. I think Rand Paul is probably the best of the slim pickings we have at this moment, unless Tucker Carlson ran or something. Somebody maybe, I don't know, semi-nationalistic. Anyway, thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. Bruce in Texas, Alan, Tom, and Andy coming up. Bruce, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Farron, thank you for playing that John Stadmiller clip. That was nice. I really appreciate that. And you do fill his shoes as best as anybody else could. So you're doing a great job. I appreciate you being here on Tuesdays.
Huge compliment. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. You know, Bill Gates, you ever notice how they always dress him up? You know, no matter what day of the year it is, it could be July, and he's wearing a sweater with a little shirt underneath like Mr. Rogers. In fact, he put a picture of him and Mr. Rogers together, and it looks like almost like it's a parody.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Rogers' love child. That's what he looks like.
He wants to be. It's all PR, you know. It's all image management. You know, it's baloney. And that guy is just creepy as all get out. James Corbett, they took his YouTube down. You know, they're going after everybody. It's pretty sad. And he wasn't really all that edgy, but he was pretty hard-hitting on what he did talk about. I followed his stuff for a long time. And you know that murder here in Harris County, where I've been for about 2-3 years now. I used to live in the San Antonio, Seguin area. And this town here is just murder central, just violence every day. And you know what? All three of the major the news shows here, the local news shows, they have stopped showing mugshots. All they show is the victims, you know. But the one exception was this baby and somebody, two children, who died or something in an apartment, and they were left there with the kids unattended for like months at a time. Yeah, it was a mixed couple, and they showed both of them. That's the last time that I recall a perpetrator being shown on TV. Now, don't show the victims, and you can guess, you know, it's in an all-black neighborhood, and, you know, my baby got shot by a drive-by, you know, straight bullet, or, you know, I lost my son to a hit-and-run, you know, or a head-on collision by a drunk. But they don't show the perpetrator. And that's, you know, it's not the news anymore. It's just aggravating as all hell. I don't know, you know, if it's a good topic to bring up here. I'm sure. Is it like that over there?
Yeah, what they do here, Bruce, instead of showing the perpetrator, they show a map of, like, the city of Winston-Salem, and then they'll have a big arrow that comes down to the street, you know, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and then they'll put the name up, you know, Tyrone Jones or whatever, but they don't put a face to it, you know, so like somehow you're not supposed to be able to connect these dots of, if you're wondering who actually done this or whatever. But yeah, I mean, they intentionally, every way possible with their sleight of hand that they can come up with, to try to keep people from understanding. And I mean, this audience knows, and you know, but I mean, the violent crime is vastly disproportionately committed by black people in America. I mean, I got the story right here, Bruce. I hadn't had time to get to it. Shocking video shows woman armed with a pickaxe shoplifting in broad daylight at Rite Aid in crime-ridden Los Angeles. The Daily Mail ran the story. But what's funny is I don't even call that. They say pickaxe, but it looks like that big axe the Grim Reaper carries, you know, like, I mean, this thing was big. But yeah, that's America today, Bruce.
Yeah, it's going down to Zimbabwe and Liberia, Haiti, you know. They're turning our whole society upside down. And I think the whole Black Lives Matter thing is a huge gaslighting exercise. How does, you know, if you're a criminal, if you're a career criminal and you've been convicted of violent crimes and you're up to no good and you're dealing drugs and you're swallowing your own supply and, yeah, dumbass cop, you know, doesn't treat you right in front of the camera, your life don't matter. You're a piece of crap and you're a waste of oxygen. And I'm going to stand by that. Anybody ever asked me, and they have, you know, well, I say, well, not all Black Lives Matter, not all white lives matter. You know, there's plenty of white trash out here, too, that you know, that don't make for a hill of beans. I wouldn't care less if they dropped dead, you know. It's a good lives matter. That's the only thing that I can think of. The Black lives, you know, that whole thing is a whole blanket statement. Anyone who's black who does anything and then the thing is the worst in the least possible way, you know, misfortune, well, it's a huge tragedy. No. I don't know if that's right or not. That's how I feel.
Well, look at the not millions, but billions that's been poured into Black Lives Matter by the corporations, and they're not using that money to try to lift up black people that are in poverty or educate black people that maybe can't afford an education or whatever. They're using it for their political aspirations and their divide and conquer techniques. I mean, and of course, being funded by the corporations here in America. I mean, it's just incredible, man. It's mind-boggling. I've done the stories of all the money, how much, you know, Walmart and Verizon and Lowe's and Home Depot donated to Black Lives Matter last year when they were burning down the cities. Mind-numbing. But let me give you the last word, Bruce. I certainly appreciate it. But, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, well, all these corporations, they're heavily invested in by trust funds, you know, by these hedge fund managers. And they're all based out of New York City. And you can guess the ethnicity of these people. And they basically, this started off actually with Al Sharpton used to blackmail certain companies to support his organization or else they'll get, you know, bad PR and they'll be delisted or whatever. And so they did it just to, you know, like a payoff, you know. It's basically it's a threat, and these hedge fund managers threat, you know, you better go along with the program or else, you know, we're going to knock your stock down, we're going to not recommend it, you know. So there you go. That's how they control the money, they control the politics, they control the stuff, and it's I don't know how to fix it, but it needs to be fixed, and that's all I have.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson did that same stuff too. Hey, thank you so much. Alan in Texas, break's going to get you. I'll hold you over. We got Tom and Andy coming up. Alan in Texas, you're on.
Good evening, my friend, Farron. Yeah, I'll try not to be long. You know, I have a kind of an inkling of kind of how your year's gone, and I sure hope it gets better. I hate to even use that word hope, but, you know, a little bit of hope every now and then is good, just like in moderation and everything. But, Farron, what I would like to see, a saner, more friendly world like it used to be a little bit, when people were people. And I don't know, you know, I know we're basically working for the same thing. You know, you're doing what you can in your sphere of influence. I try to do the same how I can. All y'all out there, if you still have a little island of sanity somewhere, you better start not being worried about being an outcast because of what you talk about and what you know is real and what's happening. Because once it moves into your community, you'll see a change. And if it hadn't hit you yet, it will soon. It's growing. It's metastasizing. It's a freaking bureaucracy. It can do nothing but grow and eat. And eventually it starts eating itself and bad things happen. You know, so none of us want to see it.
I shudder to think, Alan, what 2022, not in my life personally, but in this country, will be like, hang on for me, Alan. We'll talk about it on the other side. Then we got Tom, Andy, and David coming up back in moments.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Alan, Tom, Andy, and David coming up. Alan, you know, you were one of the first people that I knew that I could trust when you were talking about the fact that I believe it was your grandma had taken the shot and it was reacting to a magnet. And, you know, and then, of course, shortly thereafter, it was everybody was talking about it. It was on BitChute videos and stuff, even from all over the world. But one, I wanted to ask you, how is your, if it was your grandma, how is she doing? And two, I wanted to give you the opportunity. I know it's anybody's guess, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but what do you foresee? And we can always go back in this archive a year from now. What do you foresee in 2022, Alan? Any guesstimates you'd like to make?
Just off the top of my head, to put it, you know, this is a metaphorical speaking here, but and it could come in many different ways. But basically, the zombie apocalypse. I like I said, you know, you're right. That was my mother. My mother's 90 years old. You know, talked to her, you know, knew about this, knew my background, knew my schooling, knew, you know, basically my heart, why I couldn't be good at what I, you know, went to school all that time for. Just, that was my year. That was my freak out for the year, fair enough. Compared to yours, in the big scope of things, it was kind of minor, but, when the magnet stuck to my mother's arm, I verified that for myself. I couldn't see the YouTube videos or anything else. I'd heard people talking about it. So I just went over and stuck a magnet at the injection site. Yeah, I'm still freaked out about that, Farron. She's still in fairly decent health. I really never ask her that much anymore because, you hate to say it, but Farron, we've basically, I mean, kind of start having to dissociate ourselves and not really forget that they're there already while they're still there. But, I mean, she's my mother, you know. She's been there my whole life. But I understand what's going on, and it ain't good. It ain't good at all. I don't know what will happen when they turn the 5G on. Different people, different physiologies, different batches. They've been experimenting with us people for a long time with these vaccines. You cannot tell me otherwise. Send a batch to one place. No, there's a lot of autistic children. Send a batch to another place. A lot more autistic children or this or that disease. They're evil people. These are evil people. And I don't know, Farron. Wish for the best, but definitely you better be prepared for the worst and brace for impact. It's coming on quicker and quicker. Can't say exactly when, can we? But it's how the world does not see the insanity. People in Europe are really rebelling. There's hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. You know, as far as we know, were they instigated? That's a hard thing because they've got good control, folks. It's amazing. When I've sat back and watched the digital age come in, and wishing it could be good, but and I see the control aspects of it, and it's not real hard to predict when all this stuff happens. It's not real hard to see how it just ka-chink fits into a place, a niche, as part of the script in the play. It's unbelievable to watch this be going on.
It is. It's surreal to watch it unfold, and I think 2022 is going to be. Fasten your seatbelt and hold on tight because the roller coaster is going to roll. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call, Alan. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Tom, the break's going to get you. I'll hold you over, but go ahead, sir. We got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, how you doing today, Farron? Good evening. Alan, excellent call, last call. Very good call, Alan. And here's what I got to say, Farron. First off, I'll get rolling here real quick. Let's go to what's going on in Houston and Dallas, and these DAs letting all these felons out, and they're going out and murdering American citizens. I believe they had it on Breitbart, over 109 criminals released, and they did all these murders. This happened this year. And I got a prediction for 2022, too. But before I go there, Farron, I want to talk about Chicago. We got 4 days left before the new year, 2022 comes. And Chicago's at almost 850 murders, 4,572 shot. Okay, that's just in one city, Farron. We're not talking about St. Louis, Baltimore, all the other. Of course, you know the rest of the story. Now, this is a war that's going on in this country. The other war is with COVID. Because, Farron, listen, COVID is now a disease for white Northern European culture. The Jews had Tay-Sachs, the blacks had sickle cell, so now they want to make the whole world infected with everything. They're going to blame the Chinese or whatever. We don't know. But this was a man-made plot to destroy the world, and his scumbag Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the population. Why did he have so many kids? Why did he divorce on his wife? He's a scumbag. He's a dark angel. He's going to hell for what he's done.
Hold that thought, Tom. I got music. We'll talk about it on the other side. Andy, David, stay there. We'll be back in a moment.
If you want this gun, you got to come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What you'd expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall. But I found somebody with a heart as big as Texas.
Back on the National Intel Report, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to go back to Tom in Florida. I know the break interrupted your train of thought. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Farron, what I got to say is, why doesn't Bill Gates tell his kids not to have children, because he said the world's overpopulated? So tell his daughters and his sons, no kids. You have sons, you're going to get no inheritance from me. He's so concerned about the world population, buying up all this farmland, this creep. Why doesn't he tell his kids not to have no children so he don't have to be a grandpa? I mean, the guy's a scum. He left his wife. He's cheated on his wife, so the guy's a dirty rat, okay? And just like most of these, like Bezos, another creep. They're all creeps. They're, you know what? They're like the schmucks at the temple, man. They're money changers. And like the guy Tony says, the Christ killers will not stop until they told the world's in total ruination. Now, fair enough, and I got a prediction for 2022. I believe we're going to go to World War III because Taiwan is going to be invaded by China. I think the Russians are going to jump because they know Biden's weak as hell. And right now, his poll numbers are under Kamala Harris. She's polling at 24%. He just put in a poll on Gallup at 23%, Farron. So you got this bumbling buffoon 1 point lower than Kamala Connie Harris, the lizard queen. So we're looking at doom here. And that's, there's a total intervention, a godly intervention, because Farron doesn't look good, like the last caller said. We got a big problem here. We're basing a big problem. White America has gotten sissified. The males in this country, the young men, I don't even want to be macho men. There's hardly any alpha men anymore. It's all sissy down. It's a disgrace what we have allowed to happen. But we are the majority. We've allowed 2%, the 2%ers, and the 6%ers to tell us what the hell to do. You got the 2% schmucks, and you got the 6% Afro-American males. They're telling us, and we got to bow and kowtow to this nonsense, Barry? What the hell is this? This is hell on earth. And it's got to stop and desist. Look at our illegal immigration, Farron. We got 2 million illegals into this country in the last year. How does this happen? Why haven't we made a move on that border? Why isn't the military up on that border? Farron?
Oh, I'm with you, Tom. I mean, why can't, if I was governor of Texas, I tell you what, I could secure my own border. If I had to deputize the population, I'd secure my own border. But they never will. They never do it. And even like the new governor that took office in Virginia, as soon as he got in, he started immediately caving. I mean, it's like they get him in a room. I don't know what it is happens, and then they're just worthless. Time and time again. Yeah, but I agree with you, Doc. We're in real trouble now. We're in real trouble. The borders are open.
I'll tell you why, because I don't mean to interrupt you, but listen, Farron. You look at the county governments all through from New York to L.A. to Atlanta to Miami to Baltimore. Look at all these county jobs or who's got all these federal government funded jobs. You don't hardly have any white males to do how to do the power stations, to do the transit, to do solid waste, anything. Farron, they have literally monopolized, okay, throughout these lower 40 in Anchorage too. These jobs are all going to these minority groups. Where the white Americans, if they knew how much money these people are getting paid, Farron, their average salary is $100,000 now. $100,000. People working solid waste are making $100,000. Bus drivers are making $120,000 in Miami. Broward County, $115,000 to drive a bus. But you know what? You don't have any white males doing it.
And Tom, you know, here where I live, they run these commercials on TV about, you know, like this local television station works to hire minorities, and it encourages anyone but someone white to put in an application for, you know, a job opening. And this has been going on, and now, you know, we're seeing the results of it. We're seeing the results of this reverse discrimination and, you know, affirmative action on steroids. Let me give you the last word. I'm going to try to get everybody on. Did you get your prediction? That was your prediction. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, that's one of my predictions, that Taiwan will be invaded. I think the Russians are going to – you know what, Farron? The only thing, maybe I have a prediction. Maybe we will make contact with UFOs. Maybe they're going to have to stop, come in and intervene to stop the nuclear war, because maybe they can shut down these nuclear silo sites. Maybe these aliens do have the power to do that. Let's hope they do. But you know what? All I can say, Farron, if the aliens come down here and try to get rid of my tax and all that, maybe I'll even want to join them. because we might be invaded by these aliens. Who knows what's going to happen? But, you know, Farron, I just got to say
report
this.
Report from Iron Maiden. Report from Iron Mountain. Report from Iron Mountain. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just got to say this. As far as what's going on with the young kids in these school systems, the school system's got to be totally abrupted, ripped apart and rebuilt again, because these kids are not, they don't know how to do cursive. They don't know how to even, they don't know their history of their country. These white kids are actually been told to hate America from its conception till now. It's just insanity what we've allowed the minority, the minuscule minority, to get over on us. And we got to admit, look what they put as a president right now. The guy's brain is cognitively destroyed. This guy's brain is The guy's having brain farts all day long, Farron. It's unbelievable. And we put this in, but this, no way this guy got in there. This is all a big scam, big Zog lie. It's all it is, Farron. It's been a big Zog lie from the beginning. And, bubbling Trump, if Trump gets back in there, he's going to have Kirchner doing the same old thing. It's a nonsense. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year to everybody in your audience. And you, Farron, have a wonderful New Year. I'll talk to you hopefully on Saturday or next Tuesday. And all they can say is, we got to pray. We all need to come together and pray that this country can be survived, saved.
Amen, brother. Right. Amen, brother.
It's looking bad, man. But God bless.
Thank you so
much. Let's pray. You got it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Andy in Texas, then David in Massachusetts coming up. Andy, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Farron, for taking my phone call. Hey, first off, I think America is very complacent if they think for 1 minute another election is going to get them out of this. This election system is screwed up. The same. Look at all these people we have in there. Look at how many Republicans we had in there with Donald Trump, and they did nothing for this country. Look at all of them now. They're doing absolutely nothing for this country. Absolutely nothing. No, but I want to throw a couple of things out there. I put it out on Republic of Texas Radio a couple of weeks ago. You take the Delta and Omicron, and you rearrange those letters, you come up with media control. And if that's not enough for you, in 2009 or 2010, somewhere in that neighborhood, Microsoft came out with a video game called Omicron. And it has a Tron-like guy that when you start the video game, it has a Tron-like guy that stares you in the face and tells you what you're going to be going through this thing. And it reminds you that you may not get through this game without your soul. The object of winning the game is to get through the entire game with your soul intact. Tell me that's not funny.
First I've heard of that one, man. That's interesting, Andy.
I caught that on Jeff from Dollar Vigilante. He actually played the beginning of the video of how the game starts. So, this is absolutely ridiculous. But let's go on another note. Think of these kids that were born in 2017, 2018, 2019. They don't know anything more than a mask on the face. They didn't get to see, they haven't seen smiles yet for in many cases and stuff. And a lot of these kids and or these adults are making these masks part of their apparel when they get up in the morning now. They've socially destroying this country just with their mandates of all this stuff. And then they're going to pit us against each other as vaxxed versus unvaxxed. And then I just heard today, I heard it yesterday, but apparently critical race theory is going to stop white people from getting medical care. You guys are privileged. You can't get medical care. And this is getting ridiculous. The way that this country is.
Yeah. Actually, I heard some of that today on the Alex Jones show about white people not being able to get medical care. And, I think it happened to one of the workers there some time back. But, they've already instigated all of this in the colleges where white people have to get at the back of the line and the black-only events or anybody but white events. So, they're going to take it the distance. And the interesting part is the white people look like they're just going to stand on the sidelines dumbfounded and too afraid to do anything because they're so terrified of being called a racist.
Well, and white folks, everybody's terrified of doing anything to begin with, and I think a lot of it stems from the January 6th. Look at these 600 people plus whatever that are still sitting in this gulag, and people don't want to go to a gulag. They're afraid for their life, so they're just going to cowtown down to tyranny. We're not going to stand together. We're going to hang separate. That's the way it's looking to me. And so you want a prediction for 2022? All hell's going to break loose. I'm with Alan on that one. This is just going to be something that nobody's going to be ready for this. It's going to be the strangest thing that's ever happened to everybody in this country. You're going to have to get your mind, your body, your soul together. And you got to be ready for the simple fact that you may have to kill somebody because it's going to be kill or be killed. And who knows who that might be? It might even be a relative that didn't store up any food for this situation. And he knows you stored it up, and he's coming to get some food. But you can't. You have a finite amount of food stored up. You can't afford to give any of it away. This is going to get, I see good. If we do nothing, Farron, this is going to get so bad, people are going to die just from the shock of seeing that stuff happen in front of them. And I believe that Bible talks about that. This is going to get crazy, Farron. That's all I got. You have a great day, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, I think it's going to get stark, raving mad in 2022. 22. I mean, just this weekend, they were fighting on planes. They had massive amounts of planes that couldn't fly because people were not working because they didn't want to submit to the vaccine mandate, which was all created by the federal government, knowing it would create this situation. So they are creating the chaos intentionally. I mean, it's obviously that simple. David in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hi, Fallon. Fallon, just out of curiosity, a long time ago, before you took your hiatus about 3 months that you were gone and everything on Saturdays, but Fallon, did you ever notice down south in Winston-Salem if the county sheriffs are wearing the six-pointed yellow, golden yellow badge of shame? The six-pointed, it was called the Judenstern in Germany. Every Jew had to wear the golden yellow six-pointed star over their hat, just like these county sheriffs all up here in New England. They all wear the Judenstern. It's painted on the doors of their vehicles, police cars and paddy wagons and everything. So they're wearing that badge of shame. Just like the Jews had to wear that six-pointed golden yellow star over their hat, these sheriffs and deputies are wearing that badge of shame here in these United States of America. Now, these Republicans, they accused President Biden of being sleepy, and hey, he's not sleepy. It's these Republican conservatives that their eyes are wide shut. They don't even have the spiritual perception to even notice that all these sheriffs are wearing that yellow, that golden yellow Judenstern. You don't understand, I'm sure you don't understand the significance of that six-pointed star. I used to be able to talk about these things on the Piper Report with Michael Collins, Piper, and some of these other shows, and some other Oracle broadcasts, and some of the other networks and everything. You have no idea of the significance of these white race traitor pigs. Now listen, let me tell you something. You people out there, you people in the RBN audience, you better start thinking about killing. And you better, like the last caller, that was a good call. You guys better start thinking about killing, and you better start thinking about killing quick. You better think about killing quick. You better think about killing quickly. Because let me tell you something. Take it from a New York City cab driver. I've been all around. These blacks, they kill very, very quickly. They're going to kill your white butt very quickly. The Hispanics, the Puerto Ricans and the Hispanics, they're going to kill you, white boy. They kill very quickly. These white race traitor pigs, they kill, and they kill quickly. So you white boys out there, you better start learning how to kill, and you better start learning how to kill very quickly. You better learn how to kill quickly, or you're going to be quickly killed. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, David. Yeah, I just looked at some of the Sheriff's Department cars here on Googling the images, and yeah, they are using the six-pointed star. But you know, I think we're all in agreement. I mean, those of us, and David's been doing it, everybody that called in, Paul, Bruce, Alan, Tom, Andy, David, everybody listening probably, is for the most part long-term listeners to RBN. And we've talked for a long time on what was going to happen and how it was going to come about. And we knew that they would try to exclude us from banking and control us and eliminate us from society. We didn't know exactly what was going to be the scenario. But now I think it's painfully obvious the scenario. Rigged elections. So, you know, yeah, I mean, Andy and David's right. To me, it's a joke to think that we're not going to have continued rigged elections, because all they've got to do come get close to 2022's, claim there's some variant released, and then we've got to have the mail-in ballots, which, you know, a lot of the blue states has already voted that they're going to do this forever. So, I mean, rigged elections is here to stay. We're a banana republic in that sense. And then the other thing is, they are going to continue to work on everyone that won't submit and comply, and like I said earlier, I think it's going to be down to, and this is going to be soon, probably 2022, we'll see this. You know, I won't submit to taking the clot shot. It's going to be, I'm not going to be able to get health insurance. Just like I already told y'all, my experience of going to the urgent care, where once I wouldn't take a COVID test, they wouldn't do jack, man. I went in and out. I mean, the door barely got closed by the time I was in there 10 minutes or less. Once I was done that, they wouldn't even though I've got insurance and could pay for it, they wouldn't give me a test x-ray because I wouldn't submit to that. So these times are here. We've already seen this. This is not even anything new. Back before, they were not giving people health care treatments because of the COVID scam. Okay, we're coming up on a break. Last segment of the broadcast coming up. You're listening to the National Intel Report. Baron in the studio. Back in a moment. Packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru on the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, we are back on the National Intel Report, Farron in the studio. My predictions for 2022, endless new variants, endless boosters, economic chaos. high prices, various forms of lockdown, various forms of mandates, war, tyranny, and enslavement. We got Miles in Maine, and if we get time, we'll go to Ed in Iowa. Miles, you're on. Thanks for calling.
Hey, great show, Farron, and great calls by Paul from New Jersey, Tom from Florida, and Andy in Texas. Excellent calls. And I agree with your scenario. I think you're exactly right. You know, the problem with these people is they do nothing. I've been begging these people, boycott, boycott, boycott. And you know what? Thanks for the people who have, because it showed to have somewhat of an impact on these global, you know, institutions and these large international companies that are just making money hand over fist. So it has shown to have some effect. And I agree with your scenario exactly. But, you know, these people don't do anything. I mean, join groups. At least pick one segment. Join AllyPack. Join Gun Owners of America. Do anything. But these people do nothing, Farron. And so what are we doing? We're getting what we deserve because they're lazy and they're fat and they're happy. But, you know, it only takes a second, like that Charlie Daniels song, and they won't be so fat and happy. It can, you know, he said, all your blessings can be gone with a blink of an eye. And that's what these people need to be ready, you know, have to remember. And they need to get out here and do something. Boycott, write somebody, tell somebody, tell your family, tell your friends, stand up to your family. Man, if you can't stand up to your family and tell them the truth, what good are you? And with that, Farron, I'll let you go. Have an excellent show.
Thank you so much, Miles. And, you know, I want to add to what Miles said. Pamphleteering may be the way to boycotting, absolutely. But pamphleteering, that would be very, very difficult if you're putting out flyers. All right, Ed in Iowa, you'll be the last caller. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, quickly, I wanted to give everybody a principle that they should live their whole life by, no matter what, with all circumstances. I talked to an insurance company salesman one time. And I asked him the question, why was he so successful? And he laughed and he said to me, he says, well, he says, I'll answer you in the way that when I asked the same question to a farmer, the way he answered me. And he said that the farmer told him when he asked that question, he laughed and he said, well, he said, it's not very hard. You know, a principle, but he said, all my life, I have followed the principle that when all the people are running, I walked, and when all the people were walking, I ran. And he said, I've always been successful my whole life. So if you keep that principle in mind and follow it to the letter, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the ramifications are, the benefits will outweigh those that you would get from following all the people. So there you go.
Hey, thank you so much, Ed. We're out of time. Thank you for the phone call. Everyone that called in, thank you so much. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573 562-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot them an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.